Now, Justin Fields, I'm talking to you. Chicago Bears fans, I am talking to you, okay? The Bears might be second-guessing trading Justin Fields. Look at what he has done through three games with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's one of four quarterbacks right now that are undefeated. You look at what he's doing. He is taking a very bad offensive line in Pittsburgh, and he's helping them out. He has 90 rushing yards through three games. Look at the other side of the spectrum. Chicago Bears, Caleb Williams, DeAndre Swift, their starting running back, has 70 rushing yards through three games. Caleb Williams is not helping out that horrible offensive line. You continue what you're doing, Justin. I've always believed in you. There's people on this set, they don't believe you. There's people in the world that don't believe in you. Just keep doing what you're doing. Keep stacking days. You're going to come out on top.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. That is the voice of Chase Daniels. He was on FS1, The Faculty, and he was talking about the Bears maybe second-guessing the trade they made when they gave away. They gave him away.
I think Justin two things Fields. Can be true. They didn't get as much as you wanted them to get in return.
Got nothing.
There'll likely be a fourth-round draft pick from the Steelers if he plays more than 50% of the snaps. It appears he will. I'm surprised that Chase Daniel would sound as definitive as he sounded on FS1 three games into a season. Very difficult to draw any hard and fast conclusions, even though we're led in that direction. A lot of people in Chicago should be happy for Justin Fields for finding a way to maximize his talents. He's being coached very well. Arthur Smith's using him to... He's playing to his strengths, and he's making limited. He hasn't really turned the football over. He's running the football, and the Steelers are 3-0. I still think the Bears did the right thing in moving on. I know people won't be surprised by that. It's too early to say anything definitive about really any of the quarterbacks that are going, but it is a fun conversation.
At this point is the offensive rookie of the year?
Jaden Daniels. Okay.
I just have why does everyone have to
Jaden Daniels is a runaway early favorite for the offensive rookie of the year. Chase Daniel is a believer that the Bears made a mistake in getting rid of Justin Fields and going for Caleb Williams. I think had they done that, Caleb Williams would have gone somewhere else, and we'd been wondering if they had the right guy. Who knows what the situation would be. Bottom line is, Jaden Daniels can be special in Washington. Caleb Williams can be special in Chicago. And both guys can thrive and be the franchise quarterbacks that both the respective franchises needed them to be.
And then we got a texter saying, how can you say that Chase Daniels is making assumptions after three games when you're second-guessing everything this morning? We're not second-guessing everything this morning. We are reacting to what happened yesterday night. And we're talking about how it impacts everything that's going on in our town. That's it. We're not. Listen, no one has concluded that Caleb Williams is not the man.
That's what we're saying. That's what we're talking about.
Yes.
We're talking about, you have to voice and I guess caution people against having and drawing hard and fast conclusions. But to express that, you have to say that. That's what we're saying. That's what you do on a talk show.
Thank you, buddy.
Just saying.
No, you know what else you do on a talk show? If your name is Mully, you do a lot of rain dance.
Well,
you kind of keep it going.
Yeah.
I've been rain dancing during breaks.
I know you have been.
Rain dancing now.
I wish that was on Twitch.
And
we should do your rain dance on Twitch.
Uh-huh.
That would be a lot of fun. You know what? It's working because it looks a little bleak outside.
That's good to hear.
Isn't it a little bleak? So I think that you are doing what you can to get the White Sox to cancel tonight's festivities.
Yeah, everybody's all over this story like it's a story. The White Sox are finally going to lose. Dustin is just the happiest man in America because it's not the Cubs. And once he's so bitter about the Cubs not making the playoffs that he tried to go after Craig Counsell. We wouldn't allow it. And now he's going after the White Sox. And hopefully the weather won't allow it.
I'll push back a little bit there. You don't really have to go after the White Sox. They do. They've done a nice job all season of bringing attention, unwanted attention, onto themselves.
Huh?
And tonight is the latest example. It is a national story for the national pastime when a team is on the verge of doing what the White Sox are on the verge of doing.
What if they rain out the rest of the year?
Then you're going to do a rain dance every day? I'm worried about your back if that happens.
No. I've got my guy Mylan helping me out. I'm good.
Are you going on your bike today?
It depends on how much dancing I got to do.
Why would you worry about a little rain getting in the way of your cycling activity?
Mainly for fear of going arse over tea kettle.
Sometimes there's nothing better. A little jog in the rain. I like going running in the rain.
Maybe getting hit by a car would get in the way of my bicycling activity.
That would get in the way.
A little bit.
Sox tonight, Jonathan Cannon at home against the Angels. If they lose, it will be their 121st loss.
Yes.
And it is a national story. There will be national coverage. The Wall Street Journal even weighed in this morning. And they quoted Ronaldo Lopez saying that this 162-game season probably feels like 500 games to the players in that clubhouse.
Oh, nice. Nice.
He's probably right.
Yeah.
I mean, he's definitely right because it's been a long slog.
He's one of the guys.
He got away. He's got a t-shirt. I escaped.
Yeah, all right. We got Culp. He's in Chicago. Hey, Culp.
Hey, guys. First thing first, just responding to what you were talking to. As a Cub fan, no one cares about what happens with the White Sox. This season with the Cubs is a total failure.
So. Yeah, no. Only Dustin. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, no, I know. Otherwise, going back to Caleb Williams, I mean, at what point are Bears fans just are going to understand, no matter who the quarterback is of the Chicago Bears, it is never going to work. Never. I don't care if they draft Tom Brady, DJ Stroud. Those guys would be in the same boat.
They're just
nothing
cursed.
Matters.
Is that what you're saying?
And listen, if Caleb Williams was the starter for the Green Bay Packers the last 2 weeks, he would be looked at the same way that Malik Wilson looked at. The Bears have never had success with a quarterback. They never will. And with that said, go Pack, go.
All right.
All right. So
thanks for the
matter.
Phone call.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. That's a Packer fan rubbing it in.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he left that for the end.
He's a Chicagoan.
Yeah, he's a Packer fan.
Listen. I mean,
it's a cynical approach.
I would like to believe that
nothing's changed about the overall overarching reason.
If Caleb Williams was replacing Jordan Love, he'd be a lot better than Malik Willis.
Malik Willis has been very good. That also goes to the broader point here. This is week three. We're three games into Caleb Williams' NFL career. He was drafted not to necessarily change things immediately, even though I think he's capable of doing that. I still think the Bears are capable of having a winning season in his rookie year. But he was drafted number one overall because not where his floor is, it's where his ceiling is.
Can you help me? How often this year have the Bears been leading? Because it felt like last week they didn't lead at all. I know they ran tons of plays, but they were not leading very often. They had to come from behind to win.
They didn't lead in that game. They were down 7-0.
Yeah.
And they never led. They never led in Sunday's
and
game.
And did they lead much against Houston? Doesn't feel like they led in that game much. I'm just saying.
What's your point?
My point is that the way the Bears want to win is to get ahead and then unleash the defense. And instead, we've seen a team that's trying to throw from behind.
Well,
defense has been unleashed.
Your point is, I think, connected to this idea of the question of the week. What is the Bears' identity? It's a question every team and every fan base and every media corps asks of their NFL teams early in the season. The Bears' identity right now is they clearly are a finesse team. They want to throw the ball around, but I would caution them. I would caution them from doing what they did on Sunday in Indianapolis because Brad Biggs, with the stat of the day, should we give an award to Biggsy? Is it sponsored?
Let's give that stat.
The stat
out
of the day.
This is the
teams bitter. That have thrown 50 or more passes in a game since 2015 in regulation.
And
okay?
It is 2024 now.
So it's about a decade. Let's look at about a decade of work, a big body of work, not a small sample size. Teams that have thrown 50 or more passes in a game are 23-141. 23-141. If you think the White Sox record is bad, that record is worse.
Well, there is a Mike Jordan involved in it.
What?
23.
Oh, I didn't know what you meant there. But there's nothing magical about that number. It tells you that if you are heading down that road, Shane Waldron.
Other than Mike, it was pretty magical.
Yeah. If you're heading down that path.
Stop yourself. Run the damn
get
ball.
Get a grip.
Get a
run
chance to win.
Run the ball. Yeah. Commit to the run. Stop being the guy that is trying to prove something about how smart you are schematically. Take the gimme. Hand the ball off. It's football. Don't overcomplicate it. Don't make it a game of chess when you can play checkers.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just have to line it up, put your hand in the dirt, as they say, and get the tough yard. Establish the run. So that's what will help Caleb Williams develop in the kind of quarterback the Bears need him to be, and so he can catch up to Jaden Daniels. Because right now, Jaden Daniels not only is playing the best ball among rookie quarterbacks, but he's playing as well as any quarterback in the National Football League.
So you've got him for MVP. Not rookie.
Well, look, three weeks into the season, tell me a quarterback that's playing at a higher level than Jaden Daniels right now after last night.
The guy with all the Super Bowl rings.
Yeah, okay.
Whoever he is.
I don't want to exaggerate because then it makes it easier for people to poke holes in something. I think the saying it's enough to say he's playing at the highest level of any quarterback, any rookie quarterback, and he's got that Washington team looking like they have turned the corner.
He could have saved you a fourth round pick is what you're trying to say.
Stop putting words in my mouth. Stop.
Oh, no. Listen, here's the thing. The Bears are going to be okay. Just calm down. Or they're going to lose on Sunday, and it's going to be yet another one of these 0-for-2 teams that are just going to keep picking them off. Well, Either thing could happen.
And apologies to Josh Allen. He's probably having a better year than Jaden Daniels. He's on an MVP type of path.
What did he do? He led him in passing and rushing. What's that?
Wait a minute. He's playing at a very high level. Good. Yeah, he's pretty good.